Erin Newell. She's Director of Radiology Services at Twin County Regional Hospital. She's our guest interview this morning. We welcome her in this morning. Good morning, Erin.
Thank you. Good morning.
You've been with Twin County Regional Hospital, what'd you say, about a year and a half?
About a year and a half now, yes.
Okay, well, great. And of course, it's a very important month. It's the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's still some time left in the month of October, but mammograms, of course, are not just for October. We want to talk a little bit about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and why it is so important, Erin.
Yeah, that's a great question. The number one reason is awareness saves lives. I'd like to give you just a few statistics.
Sure, yeah.
The average woman's risk of breast cancer is around 13% in the United States. So that means about 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. In fact, breast cancer is the second most common form of cancer among American women. Breast cancer is also the second leading cause of cancer death in women. According to the CDC, about 264,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year in the United States, and roughly 42,000 women will die as a result.
What are some of the risk factors of breast cancer?
Yeah, so the biggest risk factor for developing cancer, breast cancer, is aging, but it's important to remember that all women, no matter their age, can develop breast cancer. This means you may need to begin annual screening sooner than 40 if you're at higher risk for developing the disease. Some important risk factors to consider are genetic mutations, having dense breast, a family history of breast cancer, a lack of physical activity, and being overweight after menopause.
Okay. Do you see a lot of people that generally come in for a mammogram?
Yes, we stay pretty busy with screening mammograms. We do schedule Monday through Friday from 8 till 4. Mm-hmm. There are 2 nights a week we do schedule until 5 for those that work through the week.
So all of you out there that need to schedule a mammogram, there's the times. Maybe give those once again so people know.
Yes, so we schedule Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And then there are 2 days a week that we schedule till 5. So we have a couple, 3 or 4 appointments after the work hours.
Let me ask you this. Do you need a physician's referral for a screening, actually?
No. So some hospitals do require a referral. We do not require a referral at Twin County. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a discounted price for anyone who does not have insurance. Don't let that stop you.
So you can come in and schedule that, too?
Absolutely.
Without a referral?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Let's talk about some of the symptoms, too, of breast cancer.
Yeah, so there are a variety of warning signs. Some of these signs include a new lump in the breast or underarm, any change in the size or shape of the breast, breast skin irritation, pain in any area of the breast, and discharge other than breast milk. Although it's important to remember that some people diagnosed with breast cancer have no signs at all, and that's why it's so important to get your annual mammogram. Also, if you have any of these symptoms, it's very important to talk to your healthcare provider.
Okay. And tell us what actually a mammogram is. A lot of people maybe they've never had one, don't they?
Yeah. So a mammogram is a simple routine screening x-ray, and it helps detect breast cancer typically earlier than symptoms occur. A mammogram screening takes about an hour, and that's an hour from registration to being done. Once a year, and it's one of the best ways to detect breast cancer before lumps can be felt or other symptoms appear. Mammograms have been proven to help reduce deaths from breast cancer by detecting the disease early, when you're more likely to have easier and more effective treatment.
Okay, so having a mammogram doesn't hurt or anything?
Not
like that?
Typically, no.
Yeah. Okay, very good. What else can women do to prevent breast cancer?
Yeah, in addition to annual mammograms, there are a few proactive things you can do to help lower your risk for breast cancer. These include regular exercise, adequate sleep, healthy eating, and limited alcohol intake. Also, clinical breast exams and self-exams are good secondary methods for identifying warning signs like lumps or breast pain.
What about men? Is this something they should be aware of?
Or? Yes, and that's something a lot of people don't know. Men can also get breast cancer, so it's mm-hmm. important that men do clinical and self-exams as well. And if they have any of the mentioned or any of the risk factors or symptoms that I mentioned earlier, it's very important that they get see their physician as well.
Yeah, it could be the same kind of symptoms too.
Absolutely.
For men as well,
yes.
Right?
Lumps, so, pain. Yeah. Yes, okay, those are the most
good.
Common.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning and sharing this great information during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Is there any events going on in the area or at Twin County for the rest of the month that people could go to or sign up for during Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Yes, we typically do, we call them mam and glam. So they include some of the local high schools. Mm-hmm. They allow for the teachers to come in during their work hours and get their exams. We also do that for some of the other businesses in the area as well.
Okay, perfect. Well, we want to thank you again for coming on the program. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners out there before we wrap things up this morning?
Yes, well, thank you for having me. And I really just want to encourage women to have their mammogram.
Absolutely.
And schedule the exam. Encourage a girlfriend to have yours when you have hers when you have yours. And most importantly, talk to your primary care physician about your screenings, especially if you are at high risk or have a family history of breast cancer.
Absolutely. Aaron Newell, Director of Radiology Services at Twin County Regional Hospital, our guest this morning. Thank you so much for coming by, and I hope you have a good day.
I appreciate it. Thank you so
much.
Thank you.